those of you who don't know me, my name is Jeff Triani. I've been a part of this community since January of 2007. I started my career here at Unisy Incorporated. I then moved on and worked for Magone Marine for about 3.5 years. I have been employed by the ILWU for the last 6 years. I have a beautiful wife that grew up here, has spent 25 years of her life here. I have 5 beautiful children, which attend all education facilities here on the island. I have one that goes to the high school, one that goes to the elementary, and one that does the Head Start program here on the island. I ran last year and didn't obviously win, but I am here again running because I feel that there needs to be a change on the council. I feel that the community's interests have not been held to heart, and I just hope that by the end of the day that I'll win your vote over. Thank you.
Councilor LeClaire, you have 2 minutes.
Good evening, Navin, Alaska. I'm Yudelka LeClaire, rerunning for City Council CCB. The reason why I continue to run for my council seat is that I believe that every voice deserves to be heard. I am a mother, a wife, and I'm also a teacher, a Sunday school teacher, and I'm also a coach in our community. I spend several community hours in our community teaching and coaching our kids. Most recently, I was involved with our BBS program that hosted 115 of our youth. My daughter is also the co-founder of the Team for Health Foundation that promotes health and wellness and for the youth to actually embrace a drug-free habitat in their lives. I continue to ask for your voice and allow me to represent our community. I have been on several council trips, and I feel that the current city council has done an amazing job representing our community and voicing out everybody's concern. I thank you, Onalaska.
Thank you, Councilor LeClaire. Mr. Fitch, you have 2 minutes for your opening statement.
Good evening. I'm James Fitch, and I want to thank Channel 8 for hosting this event and giving me the opportunity to explain why I'm running for City Council. I have lived and been an Onalaska resident for most of my life. I've been married to Angela for the past 11 years, and together we have 3 adult children. I retired from public service after 27 years working in the City of Onalaska Power Plant, 17 as a supervisor. Before that, I worked as an engineer in the seafood industry in Onalaska. I'm a licensed massage therapist and part owner of Optimair Incorporated, an internet provider here in Onalaska. Many of the issues that face our community are the same ones that were issues when I first came here. Housing, utilities, roads, water, wastewater, the school, dock space, clinic, public safety, and more. Over the years, new facilities have been constructed to meet some of the needs of our growing community. But with larger and more technical facilities comes the need for more staff to operate and maintain them in a safe and efficient manner. I believe the staffing levels and employee retention are two areas that do not receive enough attention. How to fund new positions and retain highly skilled employees without increasing utility rates and property taxes is a challenge. So why am I running for office at this time in my life? What do I have to offer the community that is different than the other candidates? I am retired and have time to dedicate to the office. I believe I have a unique perspective on some of the issues that are ongoing and newer issues because of my long service to the community as a supervisor. I believe that at this time it is my civic duty to try and help. I would be honored to help govern our community. Thank you for the chance to share some of my thoughts and visions for our future.
Thank you. Thank you all for your opening statements. Now we'll move on to our questions. The City Council has debated splitting the Department of Public Safety into separate police and fire departments. Which path would you choose and why? And overall, how would you like to see DPS evolve? Up first, Councilor LeClaire, you have 2 minutes.
Yes, this is something that Council had been working for 8 months, and I believe that Council has achieved their goal. Well, we heard from several volunteers in the fire department and also previous police officers that were there that they had their concerns with the department. And we felt that it was appropriate to look at the departments and see where the departments can benefit by each other's strength. Separating the department does not mean splitting them apart. It simply meant to give equal equal opportunity to both the fire chief and the police chief to individually run the department and provide themselves and make themselves available 100% so they can both work on the issues that we're facing today in the public safety department and also in the fire department, increasing their workforce. Council recently approved to bring in more cops and work on the hiring of the police officers. And we felt strongly that by giving both individuals equal, and when it means equal, it means equal power where they share from each other resources, they work together in unity to embrace our community, to provide the training that is necessary to enhance their workforce. For the fire department, increasing the workforce, bringing back the volunteer. I remember when we had 120 and it continues to decline. Recently we had two fires and there were concerns that we didn't have the volunteers that require. We had maybe one or two that actually attended. That is a concern of the community. How public safety can improve? By focusing their part 100% on recruiting police officers, training and providing them the tools available. And also, I believe firmly in protect and serve, allowing the police to go back to being the cops they were. I've been here 16 years, and in those 16 years, I remember the open houses in public safety. I remember the programs that they had when the officers actually took a child and they took them shopping, different things that need to come back. I also believe that the fire department should be giving 100% rein on their department, the mentality of a firefighter is different than that of a police officer. These are both equal members of our community. They're both public servant, and they're proud men of honor, men and women of honor, and they should
Council
be treated
LeClaire,
equally.
I'm going to have to cut Thank you off you. After 2 minutes. Thank you. Same question to Mr. Fitch.
I believe that the public safety should be divided with the fire department, the police department, and to give the managers a chance to run their department without getting spread too thin. I agree with you, Delco, they need to increase the staff up there. We need to find a way to retain the people that we train. You send people out to become police officers to school and they come back and they get jobs elsewhere. So we need to work on employee retention. Thank you.
Thank you. And Mr. Triani, 2 minutes for you as well.
I think that at this time, that to be totally honest, that decision really shouldn't be made, because I think that, you know, like Mr. Fitch said, that we send these people out to get trained, but we can't retain them because they go and get trained here. You know, they sent out to school, they come back, do their field stuff, and they can go get jobs for higher wages at other places that are in the state. And I think until we can come up with some better wages for these city employees, to retain them here to for longer tenures, I don't think that you know, we should separate at that right now. Thanks.
Thank you. How would you evaluate the current city council's transparency with the public? Mr. Fitch, you have 2 minutes.
The city council's transparency with the public. I think that if you really want to know what the council is doing, then you should attend council meetings. I don't go to very many. Periodically, I go to a lot of them, and then I'll stop for a while. But I believe that the people on the council are all doing what they feel is correct in the best interests of the community. So attend more meetings if you want to know more what's going on.
Councilor LeClaire, you have 2 minutes.
Thank you. I believe that council is transparent. Everything that we do is in the air, is also in written. You have access to our emails. You want to hold us accountable and see how transparent we are? Show up to a council meeting, ask questions. Council make themselves available. Everything is public record. And the current seated council has made it a practice that if we do say something while we're sitting in the bench, we're the first ones to clarify and apologize at that time. There's been a couple of times that I have said things that were taken out of proportion, and I have taken the time to, in that meeting, correct it and apologize to the individuals that involve it, and things were perceived wrong. Transparency is a must, and I believe that all of us in our community should be transparent, and council is transparent. We turn in our reports. You have access to our emails. It is public record. Show up to a council meeting. Listen. Talk to your council members. Find out what their concerns are, what their issue is. Get to know your council member on a personal level and attend. And I agree with Mr. Fitch. Attend a council meeting. Participate. We are your governing body, and we want to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you. And Mr. Triani?
Yeah, I believe that city council should be transparent. You know, we're elected people that the community decides that they should sit up there and make decisions for the community. As these two both said, you know, if you show up to city council meetings and get involved, you can see that, you know, that everything that they decide for the community is out in the open. Thank you.
I will press you, Mr. Triani. The question is, how would you evaluate the current city council's transparency with the public?
As a community member, I don't think that the current council listens to the community or the people that they hire that are in charge of the city. So I really can't come up with an answer for that. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Now beginning some of our listener questions. Thank you for those who are sending them in. A popular question we've received many variations on. A lot of the recent friction between the city council, mayor, and city management appears to be caused by all sides having different definitions of what their roles are and what, if any, boundaries they have between them. What is your take on the role of the city council versus the mayor versus the city manager and the relationships between them? Up first, Mr. Triani, you have 2 minutes.
To me, I think it's kind of embarrassing. You know, there's four of the city council members that sit on that seat when Mr. Martinson was offered a contract, and then the fifth one helped renew that or did an evaluation on that contract a year ago. And I really think that all that's really changed is the mayor's seat. That's the only person that's not here anymore. And I think that Dave Martinson was a good city manager for this community. He had the community's best interest at heart. And I really find it embarrassing on how it's gone down. Thank you.
Same question to Mr. Fitch. You have 2 minutes.
Can you read the question again, please?
Absolutely, yes. And yes, if at any time I need to repeat a question, please just let me know. A lot of the recent friction between the city council, mayor, and city management appears to be caused by all sides having different definitions of what their roles are and what, if any, boundaries exist between them. What is your take on the role of the city council versus the mayor versus the city manager and the relationships between them?
Well, that's a big question. I believe that there was a lot of miscommunication that went on with all parties. I believe that the city manager should manage the city, and the city council and the mayor should manage the city manager and give the city manager direction in what they expect. And then he has legal counsel to ask of, and so does the council, if there's any kind of a dispute or problem. And I think that's about it. They all have their part to play.
Thank you. And Councilor LeClaire.
The role of city manager and council and mayor are clearly defined. The city manager is hired by council to do just that, to run the city, to ensure the quality of the city, and to hire city employee, to basically manage the city. The governing elected body is overall the keeper of the city. We are the lawmakers, the writers. We have one employee, which is the city manager. The city manager at every time has been given free range to perform his duty. However, if council give directives, it is the duty of the city manager as the one employee under the mayor and the council to follow to directive, to consider directive. We listen to the managers. I worked for three different managers, Mr. Chris, and I learned a lot from him, the interim city manager, Dan Moore, and our roles were very defined. And I agree, there's been a lot of miscommunication and things could have easily been cleaned up had people stick to their roles. When a person feels that the only role that a city council member has is just to sit up there and say yes based on a recommendation, that is incorrect. Our job is to look at what's being presented, to do the research, to do the homework, to ask those questions, to listen to community and voice the opinion. That's what council has done. The council seated today has not done anything different from the council that sat there 30 years ago. If anything, this council today has stood strong and gave directive on several times on two basic issues that will probably come up later on today that created conflict in our community. One being a PUA. 170 employees. The council said, please, this is our directives. Simple. The council is not just to sit up there, look pretty, and say yay or nay. The council researches. You have six free-thinking individuals that were equally elected by you, the city, the community. Our roles are defined. Thank you.
Thank you. And in that vein, we have received questions from listeners who want to pose this question to all the incumbents we'll see tonight, and I'll do my best to do that. So in the vein of talking about this issue and about the clarity of communication, I will pose this question to you, Councilor LeClaire. Please describe your role in the departure of City Manager Dave Martinson. You have 2 minutes.
Please depart. Can you repeat that?
Yes, of course. Please describe your role in the departure of City Manager Dave Martinson.
I don't think I played any role. I received confirmation that Mr. Martinson wanted to resign. He basically put numbers together for us to consider, and we did. During the time that he requested to be freed of his contract, he was out on bereavement, and we decided that we were not going to bother him per his request. Now, there's a member sitting right here that has access to the email where clearly Mr. Martinson stated that he is resigning. The offer from the mayor, and is written in our emails, which are public access, was said, per your resignation request. If Mr. Martinson truly wanted to stay and work with council, he would have cleaned that up. Council had no role into his departure. We all figured that it was because of the recent event in his life that he needed to leave on Alaska. But this is not the first time that we heard that Mr. Martinson was not happy. It's happened, this will be the third time. The difference today, what council did today and what our role was, okay, you're not happy. You made us, you telling us numbers, we were gonna come back and offer. And we did have meetings to address that per Mr. Martinson's request. So our role was simply as this, consider his resignation request and to come up with numbers to free him of his contract.
Thank you. We've also received a question specific to Mr. Fitch. You just said you don't attend many city council meetings. If you don't attend many meetings, why do you want to be on the city council? You have 2 minutes.
Well, I really didn't attend a lot of meetings. Over the years, I have quite a few. But as a city employee, you can't run, and you are, let's say, encouraged not to ask a lot of questions. You can't be a part of it, and I have time to do that now that I've been a city employee and I'm retired. So that's pretty much it.
Thank you. On Tuesday, Unalaskans will vote on a proposal that would raise the sales tax on alcohol, tobacco, and marijuana from 3% to 6%. Do you support raising the sales tax on those items? Why or why not? Up first, Mr. Triani.
You know, 6% on a sin tax is what you would call it, isn't really all that much. Considering if you look at Washington State, their sin tax on alcohol is way more than what we pay. I would support a 6% sin tax on marijuana, alcohol, and tobacco. I feel that if this community ever gets a recreational marijuana store, it's going to be way down the line. I think it would be good for the city in a income aspect, just on liquor sales alone. I believe that liquor is more of a problem in this community than anything else, and that's why I would support a 6% sales tax increase. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. LeClaire.
As a voting individual, I can see why the increase is necessary. As a city council, I remain neutral and I leave it up to the community. When this issue came up, we make sure that the voices of the community are heard. Way I stand as a council, if people vote for it, it should be honored. And that's where I stand. Once it goes through, if it passes, it should be honored. If it fails, it should be honored.
Thank you. And Mr. Fitch, 2 minutes.
I don't think there's anything wrong with raising the tax on alcohol and marijuana to 6%. That's not that much to ask. I also think that there's probably some other ways to get taxes. We have a lot of people that send stuff in here constantly, big companies, that we get nothing for. If you're a business that is a business and licensed in Alaska, and you do internet business with a community that has a local tax, you have to charge for that tax. But if you're out of the state, you can send things here and not have to pay for taxes. Now, I don't know if that's a state requirement or if there's something we could do about that, but I know, you know, there's some huge places that send stuff here, and we should, it makes an unfair advantage for our retailers.
Unalaska's airline service has been unreliable for passengers and freight delivery, including mail. How do you think the city should approach this long-time problem to find a lasting solution? Up first, Councilor LeClaire, you have 2 minutes.
Council is currently actively speaking with Alaska Airlines and Pan Air. What we run into is that neither companies are taking ownership of the problems and concerns. Mayor Kelty has made numerous trips, numerous phone calls to advocate for our city. As a city, we need to look at other means and we need to think outside of the box. And there was a suggestion by a city council member, talk to other airlines, let's open up our doors. This is the number one fishing port and we need to have reliable transportation. The only means to get out of this island currently for any individual is by air. And we need to secure that. We need to have that accessibility. Having cancel flight to weather and mechanical is not acceptable. Having our bags being shrinked from 3 to 2 and not guarantee more than one bag is also not acceptable. What council has been talking to the airlines, if you are thinking of making these changes, then you need to also consider the cost that it costs us to get out. If you're asking us to give up our bags, if you're asking us to pay for the expense hotels when we're stuck and your flights are canceled, council members and the mayor have voiced out that Alaska Airlines and Pan Air need to put their thinking caps together and provide better rates for the community, for Unalaska. Thank you.
Thank you. And Mr. Fitch.
I think that the city should try to encourage another airline or two to do business out here because we need private businesses to take care of that. It's not a legislated position. So if we had competition, then these things would be achieved. We could get lower airfares, hopefully, and the landing rate as opposed to weathers, you can't do much about that. But these mechanical problems get to be a problem after a while. But I think that the city should try to encourage another airline to compete.
Thank you. A follow-up question to the incumbent. If City Manager Dave Martinson asked to have his contract terminated, why would you offer him a severance package? If he elected to resign, there would have been no severance package under his contract. 2 minutes to respond, Councilor LeClaire.
Mr. Martinson sent an offer to council to be released of his contract with numbers and figures. Based on his calculation and what he was asking for, council felt that it was very quick to actually honor his contract and look at the dates that he put down and consider that. And we did come up with a counter offer based on what his numbers were given to us, the city council members.
Thank you. Unalaska hosts cruise ships, but the island doesn't quite have the traffic or infrastructure of communities like Sitka or Homer. How would you like the city to approach its relationship with the cruise industry in the future? Up first, Mr. Triani.
I think that the city council and the city should approach cruise ships in a real aggressive way. You know, this is a deep water port. There's going to be lots more shipping coming up over the Northwest Passage. It's a shorter route from Europe to Asia, and this is a central hub. So I believe that the city needs to take action, you know, now instead of waiting 10 to 15 years when it's longer months for the shipping from Europe to come over to the Pacific side. You know, we need to start putting into plan some amenities that could support the infrastructure and the travel and the population or the people coming into the port. So I believe that the city should approach it very aggressively. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Fitch, 2 minutes.
I think that the Visitors Bureau here would have a better handle on how to deal with the cruise ships and the infrastructure that's needed and the transportation that's needed to move people around to see our town and to shop in our shops. It'd just be the city's council to support those recommendations. That's why we have a visitors board.
Thank you. And Councillor LeClaire.
Is the Unalaska Visitor Center has been doing a great job at handling the current traffic of our vessels coming in. Is it something that we need to embrace? Yes, we need to embrace tourism into our community. Unalaska is becoming a more popular destination for different vessels. It also helps small businesses and current businesses, Safeway, our grocery stores, our restaurants. They look forward to having the tourists in here. As a city, we need to make ourselves available and continue to establish a relationship with CVB and see how, in what ways we can assist them. But we do need to be open for the growing trend. Tourism is not gonna go away, it's gonna continue to grow in Unalaska. As a council member, I've been, and other council members that are currently seated, we have been active in supporting CVB and volunteering in those bus rides, taking tours, talking to different tourists, and also encouraging CBB to work with the city. But I feel that the city itself and administration needs to be open to support CBB by every means, ways, and shape and form. We need to give them maybe two available, listen to their recommendations and how we, the city, can make it easier. We have a working industry. We are a working community. But as a city, it's our responsibility to embrace what's coming. And that would help us, you know, secure financial stability, embracing tourism. Thank you.
Thank you. Going to some of our caller questions, one directed towards Mr. Triani. With all that you have going on with your work and the business that you own, how will you find time to commit to the city council?
You know, my wife manages our coffee shop, so that aspect of the business side of my life is taken care of. She does a great job. Most of you guys know her. I work at a place that would allow me to take time off to be able to research and dive full on into helping the community out as a city council member. So I really don't see that I would have a problem making time for the members of this community. Thank you.
Thank you.